staffing shortages in the Pittsfield, Massachusetts Police Department and the role of resource officers in the city's schools were discussed at this week's City Council meeting. A petition from Ward 7 Councilor Anthony Mafuccio calling on Pittsfield to replace a resource officer at Reed Middle School opened up the conversation. One city resident, Stephen White, said the city needs to find a permanent replacement for Martin Street, who left the force in December.
This is a much bigger issue than just one incident. Reed has had a hold in passing and many other issues several times a week since Officer Street has left the school to move on to the Sheriff's Department.
Mayor Linda Tyer said Street left for a better paying job with the Berkshire County Sheriff, and that his departure at the end of 2019, along with four other officers, left the city scrambling.
We are, for a temporary period of time, asking patrol officers to rotate into Reed Middle School so that there is a presence at the school as much as possible.
The mayor said that the other officers who left were all hired through the civil service application and returned to their home communities, largely in eastern Massachusetts, after receiving training in Pittsfield and serving for a year or two.
So we are rethinking how we request these lists from the Civil Service Commission.
Pittsfield is budgeted for 99 police officers, but struggles to maintain that number. The mayor said the city is prioritizing filling out its patrols first before turning to the resource officer question. Another city resident who spoke was Dr. Eden Renee Hayes. The Dean of Equity and Inclusion at Bard College at Simon's Rock in Great Barrington, she has a 7-year-old son who goes to Egremont Elementary School. Hayes said the role of cops in schools should be interrogated, especially given concerns like implicit racial bias and the psychological impact of a police presence on children.
Not an officer in plain clothes, officer in the school. What are they going to be thinking? I do something wrong. I'm not being sent to the principal's office. Where am I being sent? What's going on with me? If I do something wrong, what type of a consequence am I going to have?
Ward 1 City Councilor Helen Moon echoed Hayes' concerns.
I think that as we talk in the broader sense of what's happening in our community and what's keeping our community safe, I think we're frequently expecting our police officers to take on roles that they're not trained to do. I think that we are replacing mental health clinicians, and I'm not saying that Pittsfield school departments don't have, I know that they do, but we're expecting them to replace our mental health clinicians. We're expecting them to replace kind of the further upstream preventative measures, and we are reacting with criminalizing children's behaviors. And I don't know if that is the pathway that we should be going towards.
The petition was referred to the Council Subcommittee on Public Health and Safety, which Moon chairs. Audio from the meeting was provided by Pittsfield Community Television. Reporting from the WAMC News Berkshire Bureau at the Beacon Cinema, I'm Josh Landis.